And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Max is back from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. I'm sure you'll have a lot of good tales for us this morning. But hey, hang on to your hats, because you have the one and only Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna in here and Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim. Going to be a great show talking bluefin tuna and more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trix reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trix Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Good to be back in the studios.
Yeah,
back from
welcome
Alaska.
Back, Ricky.
Thanks, buddy. Good
Can't
time.
Can't wait to hear about your trip. We did hear from Dave Dolan yesterday about how epic the service and the fishing was at Kingfisher Charters in Sitka there, but want to hear firsthand from you. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But what a fun show, man.
Yeah,
we have
the one and only Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna.
Good morning.
Wicked Pissa.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, and Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim. Maui Mikey, we call him.
Aloha.
Aloha. Very good. And big day today.
Yeah, it is.
Big week for us, right? We have Wicked Tuna Wars 5 is in the works right now. It is happening. It is on. Big event at 4 o'clock today at Dana Landing. New venue for us.
in Mission Bay, right there at Dana Land. It's going to be fun.
That's going to be
Did you hear
great.
About all the food, Paul?
I did.
Oh, man, it's going to be good.
I did. I can't eat pasta.
Yeah.
I can't
well, there's no pasta. Meat. Can you eat sushi?
Bread. I can eat a lot of
can
sushi.
Can you eat meat?
I can eat chicken.
Yeah, okay, all right. There's going to be a lot of good stuff to eat there. Yeah, for sure. Alpine beer is going to be there. There's going to be wine. There's going to be all kinds. It's going to be a festive occasion and just a ton of prizes, too. And, Mike, you've got an amazing array of Maui Jim sunglasses that are that you're giving to people, right?
Yes, it's one of the rare opportunities with Maui Jim where we've got a promotion with Friends of Rollo that for a certain amount of raffle tickets that are purchased, you get a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses right on site.
Oh, that's so cool. No kidding.
Yeah. You just pick your pair, right?
Yep. We'll have, we've got, I brought in 21 of the top fishing styles, and then we'll have some other styles also, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. So you buy whatever amount that is, you know, we'll find out tonight. It,
yeah.
But you get,
so
you get
buy
to,
105
you get
tickets,
pick.
You oh. get, it's $350, you get your choice of Maui Jim sunglasses or fishing syndicate rod. You
How cool is that?
1,000, you get both.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Very nice.
And here's the thing. The prizes are pretty insane, too, as you know, Paul, from previous years.
Absolutely.
Mike and the gang. People are very generous when it comes to kids fishing programs.
They are. I mean, I'm excited that this has gone 5 years so
Right?
Far.
Yeah.
It's really
so cool.
strong.
It's
and you got to remember, it all started at the Fred Hall show.
Yes.
That's where
it was
all this
your idea.
Yes, it was.
You came up with it.
I
You're
asked
to blame
Mike.
On all this stuff.
I asked Mike, how the hell can we get this bigger?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
what you guys are doing, having signs on everyone's booth.
Yeah.
And I was like, why don't you just get a boat and I'll come out here and fish on it and everyone will pay to come and boom, here we are. And yeah. it's because of all the people that come on these trips is why this is successful.
Totally.
Now
so
you get so it's
all
not
the people.
It kicks off with the event this afternoon, 4 to 7 p.m. at Dana Landing. Still tickets available. It's only $30. Includes all your food, all your beverages and everything. What a bargain! And then your opportunity to buy the tickets and that's frankly where the fundraising part goes in. Then
that's
where
it starts.
There's going to be a silent, a huge silent auction
yeah.
with lots of great stuff. And then Ricky and his fiance Dallas are going to do the live auction with
yeah.
some amazing things, including a deluxe trip to Kauai and
yeah.
and everything. Yeah, there's going to be some amazing stuff. But then you, Mike, and the gang all go fishing the next day, right, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah.
We go on a 2-day trip. It's a 2-day trip.
Yeah. You're going to be on the Tomahawk at a Fisherman's Landing, and then Dave Marciano's going to be on the Liberty at a Fisherman's
yep.
Landing.
Yeah,
and
we're taking it this year.
Yeah.
no
well, he
question.
Totally.
No
now, wait
question.
A minute. He took it last year on the Tomahawk, the
right.
boat that you're going to be on.
That's right.
So, you know, they said yesterday, we had the captain and owner on the boat of the boat yesterday in the studio, and he said, there's no question. You're taking it.
Yeah.
You know?
I know
with
the guys
without
that
Marciano,
go,
you're
going
to have Paul, you're going to be going.
You're going to have your work cut out for you. Captain
Sorrow
and the Liberty is a really good boat, but I'm with you. My money, my
yeah.
money's on you. I
yeah.
got you. I'm back
you know,
Paul.
I know all the guys that go with Dave each year. They're very avid fishermen.
Yes.
But I've spoken to some of the people that are coming with on the Tomahawk this year. They're really good fishermen.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
And they're fired up. So that's what it's all
and
about.
And here's the other thing. There's a lot of big tuna around.
I heard.
The fishing is way better this year than last year, I would say. Wouldn't you say,
no,
Ricky?
There's no question.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, there's a lot more big ones around.
Yeah.
So it's based on the, from what I remember, is three heaviest tuna,
the
right?
three heaviest. They measure them together.
So I'm going to guess the three heaviest tuna are going to be over 300 pounds this year.
Oh, well,
that's
going to
be
nice.
My guess. What do you think, Rick?
I think for sure. I think that with what's going on, knowing that we're trying, you know, we've got 2 days to get the job done,
yeah.
you're less worried about getting a 20-pounder for every person. 2 days gives you more time to focus on those big ones. I think for sure that all the places will probably be over 100 pounds. That's what my guess is.
Yeah.
There's
doing,
just such good volume of big tuna
fish.
Around
doing
right now.
Doing all this fishing out here you guys have now, you guys have a lot of fish here.
Yeah.
Does anybody do night fishing? Has anybody tried fishing at night?
Very little. I mean, very little, if any.
So clue us in, man.
Because you drift, right?
Yeah.
You drift at night.
Yeah.
We caught a lot of our bluefin tuna on flatfall, like, you know, flatfall knife-style jigs at night last year. Like, that's when our most productive fishing was done, was, you know, in the last season. was drifting at night outside San Clemente Island. This year the better fishing for us has been in the day, but I couldn't
early morning.
I couldn't tell
in
you
the dark.
Just any type of low light thing, but I think it's
they feed at night, right?
Oh yeah.
So you do you catch
absolutely.
Do you catch tuna at night?
We catch a lot of tuna, a lot
do
of
you?
Bluefin at night.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How come we never
well,
see
we wake
that
up
on
to it.
Tuna?
Yeah, you've seen it a few times. Everybody waking up at like one in the morning.
The lines are going. Are you all asleep?
I've woken up a couple times. I actually went with Sando to George's once, and we woke up around, Sando woke up to go to the bathroom at 3 in the morning, and the rod was almost empty.
No kidding.
He kept reeling and reeling and reeling and reeling. It was a freaking 700-pound rod.
700
I mean, all of
pounds.
Us, you've been doing this long enough,
sure.
All of us have done that.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
You hook up at night.
Yeah.
What a big cod or a haddock on that.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, you've start now, when do you start your season?
It's going right now.
Okay.
Oh,
right, now,
right now
it's going.
So,
yep.
and you take people out for charters, too,
we
right?
do charters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to go fish with Paul Hebert,
they could go right onto my site, wickedpaulgear.com.
Wickedpaulgear.com.
Yep.
Yeah. You can buy your gear. You can,
everything.
You can book a charter
book
if you go
on. Book a charter on there.
And you're out of Gloucester?
Gloucester.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
cool.
How fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun. So when you take people out on a charter, do you catch them, big bluefin tuna?
We catch. My record's really good. I mean, really good.
Yeah.
We have at least a 60-70%.
Get out of
really?
Here.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's been really
wow,
good.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, I don't take people in June. I don't take them at the beginning of July. I wait until
right.
the middle of July to take them.
And that's the good part
and
of the
we
season.
Start filming on the 21st. And when we're done, it's usually like the first week of September. And September, October, and November is just gangbusters.
It's great fishing.
And that's when I usually take them,
okay.
when it's really good fishing.
September,
I don't take
October,
them when there's
November.
Nothing around.
Right.
When do you do the filming?
July 21st all the way through August
all
is
the way
mainly,
through
yeah.
And why do you do it that time?
It's I think Pilgrim has other jobs they go to, other
uh-huh.
shows they're
mm-hmm.
filming. So and they want that time. They want the beginning. They want July to be a little bit of a struggle as well.
They want it to be
they
stressful.
They don't want to see us just going out catching fish.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyone can do it.
Yeah, you go out every day. Everybody
yeah,
hooks
okay.
one every day. There's less
yeah,
excitement,
that,
less drama.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's boring TV.
Yeah.
So they want to see the hardships.
Yeah.
They want to see the fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, the competitiveness. Is it really true how competitive you guys are?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It could be worth no money. It could be worth 5 cents a pound, and we would still fight with each other.
Yeah. So now, other than the dollar amount of the fish, like the rankings, or number one for the season.
Yeah.
If the guy that wins each year, do they get a little incentive?
He gets a little pat on the back.
Oh, that's about it, huh?
Yeah.
It's all about the cash
and
that you get
and
for the fish,
gets the
right?
social media bash.
Yeah.
Poor Dave. I feel so bad for him, man. He wins year in and year out. He's just got a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
He does the same thing every year, and he wins, and people crush him.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. But you said he's a nice guy,
he's
right?
a great guy.
Yeah.
He's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's a great guy. And he's helping me through the build of my new boat.
Oh, yeah. How exciting.
Tell us about the new
yeah,
boat.
Let's hear about
it's
it.
It's a 40-foot H&H. It's 15 feet wide.
Wow.
I just ordered the 625 horsepower Volvo engine.
Yeah.
How exciting, man.
Wow,
yeah.
What a ride.
It's going to be a big boat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now, what
excited.
Will that boat cruise at?
It'll cruise at 17, 18,
wow.
right in that
okay.
area. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's all going to be all composite, no wood at all.
Wow.
How
yeah.
does that compare in size to what we're used to seeing you on the Wicked Pisser right now?
Well, my boat is 10 feet wide by 30 feet long. This one's 40 feet long, 15 feet
oh,
long.
Oh, jeez, man, that's like, unbelievable.
A
yeah.
lot
how exciting.
Bigger. A lot yeah. more comfort.
Yeah.
Carry a lot more tuna.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to have a big fish hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a
so
big
you don't
fish
have to go in and drop fish off. It's
well, the
off
thing here. Is, I'm restricted. The size of my boat now limits where I can go fishing.
Sure.
I can't go to George's Bank mm-hmm. with all these other guys.
Too far off.
I'd be insane to do that. They don't even carry enough fuel.
Yeah.
This boat will carry 600 gallons
Jeez.
Of fuel.
And how what's so your range on that?
I could go to George's and back, no problem.
How far is George's?
170 miles each
Ooh,
way. Yeah.
It's a long way out.
And
there.
That's going out fishing for a few days, too, with the generator.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know?
You're out
everything
in the middle
running.
Of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. I get to go where the other guys get to go
sure.
catch fish. you know.
Now, what do you mean the other guys get to go catch?
Well, they get to go to George's
like
Bank.
Like, who's they?
Dave Marciano, every other boat, because they're bigger boats.
Oh, okay.
Every other boat that we're competing against can go to George's. I can't. I got to stay inside.
When the fish is out there, you still have to try and make it happen on the beach.
I have to try to make it inside.
Okay. So does that, you think that's why Dave, that's why tuna.com catches more? They spend a lot more time out there?
Or? Dave catches a lot because he's smart in his decisions.
Yeah.
He makes good decisions.
Who are the guys that you watch out for? Who are the guys that you say, I got to see what this guy is doing?
I would say, I don't know, probably Tyler. He's a big pain in the ass.
Yeah. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just an act.
He's a sneaky, he's sneaky.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to watch out for him.
Yeah, but he's a good fisherman.
He's a very good fisherman.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he's really good, and he's got a big boat. His boat's 45 feet long.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 15 feet wide. Yeah. And it's fast. I think he's got like a 700 or an 800 horsepower engine. Like,
wow.
And he can go.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Mike, you've been fishing with Paul on his boat.
Yes, yeah. Once. Yep.
And what's that like?
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the show, and you sit there and wait, and you hear you see the fish on the meter before they come in. And it's very different. I never really fished anything like that. But we didn't. It was early. It was up there, like he was talking about, that time right before they started filming, and we had a couple come in, but we didn't. We got one bite, and we think it was a shark.
It's still cool. But you were mocking.
Yeah, we were mocking.
You know what's funny? We were out fishing on Thursday on my boat, and it's like. Like, we were looking at the meter, and it's like, we're mocking.
Oh, yeah. And because of you guys, like, I don't think anybody has seen fish come on the screen without joking and laughing and saying the same thing. We're mocking them. You know?
That's great.
That's fun.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fans watching the show, we wouldn't have. We just signed for season 9. So.
Wow.
That's exciting, buddy.
Season
9. Congratulations.
So you're in your 8th season right now.
Yeah.
What's that? How's that changed your life, Paul?
It has. Look at me. I'm here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Doing charity events with you guys.
That's pretty cool. And we're going to fish Hawaii on the Maui Jim boat, right?
I'm so excited about
that. That's
going
to be fun. Yeah.
It's going to be different.
Yeah, but you get to do things that you didn't before. You grew up as a fisherman.
What are we fishing for, anyways? Marlin over there?
Oh, yeah, Mike.
What are we doing?
It's called the Firecracker Open on Kona, and it's marlin and tuna. So we will.
Marlin and
both,
tuna?
Yeah. It's okay. Nice. Some of them are just marlin tournaments, but this one's both.
That's
cool.
Nice, yeah. And Kona, and the Maui Jim boat is such a nice boat.
It is.
And the captain?
Captain Seth.
Seth's awesome.
And Kenny. Amazing.
I heard he was good, yeah.
Yeah,
he was
really good. Very savvy guy. You'll have some fun, and Kona's a beautiful spot.
That's great.
But as far as the show is still. The most successful show ever on Nat Geo?
Highest ratings ever.
Still?
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong ratings.
That's so
and it's
cool,
because
buddy.
Of everybody watching is why it's like this.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
So I want to thank everybody personally for
And
what
still watching the show. We're very humbled by it.
What a cool thing to have become so recognized and frankly famous for, of doing the same thing you grew up doing. You know, 20 years ago, you did the exact same thing, but you walked down the street, nobody knew who Paul Hebert was.
No.
And now 20 years in the forward, you're doing the exact same thing you were then, but nobody can go by without, hey, Wicked Pissa! You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting,
it's
buddy.
It's
awesome.
Very exciting. It's very humbling, too, because we've all done very well by
because
what we've gathered.
That's cool. That's great, man.
We've all done well.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for your day. Line up your calls about Maui Jim, about Paul, about fishing bluefin tuna, Wicked Pissa, and more.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time and a great show. We want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us on the show, Adam is standing by on the phones. I can assure you it's going to be a very busy morning. One, having Paul Hebert in here, and two, once you hear about the great prize we're giving away, let me tell you, it's going to be a very busy show. If you want to get through, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. That's the way to get a hold of us on the fan here this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. Your chance to get through. Talk to Captain Paul. Talk some fishing. Have some fun with us. And also have your chance at what a killer prize, Pete. Now, wouldn't be more fitting to be having Maui Mikey in here.
You kidding me?
Having Captain Paul Hebert in here to give away a pair of the very best glasses on the water. Without any question, is a pair of Maui Jims. And I thought such a fun idea that you guys had. We're giving away Paul's most favorite pair of Maui Jims. And Paul, you were saying right now you're wearing the Barrier Reefs, is that
the
right?
The Barrier Reefs,
awesome.
Yep.
Barrier Reefs with that killer bronze HCL lens. It's a very neutral color. I would say that bronze lens is probably a best choice because it's good in every condition. Whether
it
you
is.
Get a bluebird, very bright day, or you get this June gloom like we've got right now, you can keep that pair of glasses on all day long.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I wear them.
Awesome. Awesome pair.
So you're right. That's Paul's choice right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So somebody's getting a pair of Paul's yeah. glasses. We're giving away a brand new pair of Maui Jims. Again, the Barrier Reefs with that bronze HCL lens. That's going to one caller at the end of today's show. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning those great glasses or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Paul, 833-288-0973. That's how you get a hold of us on The Fan this morning. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7636 or check kingfishercharters.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hydra Hoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled it down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy crowded launch ramp with no place to park your boat trailer? I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for Hydra Hoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the radio talking about great products like Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge bait tanks. These products are the best for our unique Western needs, and Hydra Hoist is in the same exact league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, and no need to bolt it to a dock. You can even put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydra Hoist has a new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld, and you guessed it, it's Dana Landing. They're the new dealer for Hydra Hoist boat lifts, and their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it, lift it on a Hydra Hoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information, and get lifted.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Playing 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Paul and have their chance at winning that killer pair of Maui Jims, a Barrier Reef and the Bronze HCL.
So, speaking of Maui Jim, been a loyal sponsor of ours for many, many years. We're very proud to have the finest sunglasses in the world, as I'm sure, Paul, you are too. But, Mike, you've been a big part of that. And, of course, you used to be a West Coast guy. Now you're a Florida guy. But the Maui Jim quality just continues to get better and better and better. And I got to tell you, these, the new green lens.
I love
green mirror.
Yeah, that is such a great lens for kind of all around conditions on the water because stuff jumps out of you, right?
It does. They're so soft on your eyes. Yeah. That's what got me to wear them all the time.
But go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's hard to describe. It's like a light rose color that you see going out. What I was blown away was the last time that I fished was I never thought that a pair of glasses would make looking at a breezer any easier. But it provides such good contrast and color that like a breezer shows up much darker than the water that surrounds it. Yes. You know what I mean? Like the little back of the ripple is much darker. It's crazy that a pair of glasses could make, in my opinion, make you see a breezer much better.
What's that all about, Mike?
It's our technology, you know, it's the best. We're privately owned still. You know, Walter, our owner, he's involved with every single decision, the styles that are made and the lens colors. We're a little late on getting out this color. You know, there's been green mirrors out there before. We were late with blue mirror, but he didn't want to just follow the other companies out there. He didn't want to just paint a lens color. He wanted to, it's a unique lens color.
Yeah, there's not other green mirrors don't even compare with this.
Yeah, like you're saying, Rick, the color doesn't change. It's not green. Any of our lenses, they really don't change what you're looking at. Your colors are still true. You know, and that's what makes our lens quality and makes a difference. Yeah. But yeah, that green mirror, we call it Maui green, but it's Maui a green mirror. It gets, and what Paul's saying too, there's another color that's been out that I think is still even better, but it's been a little slow, and it's that Maui HT, which you wear too.
Yeah, HT,
and
that's
a green lens too, but it's not a mirror, and it's a light kind of green, kind of grayish color. What? It's got more contrast than the green mirror.
Yeah.
But it's too bright for some people. They won't give it a chance, and they're a little slow, especially where I live in Florida now. People are hesitant because it's too bright out. When you first put it on, it is bright.
It's bright. But it's sunny
it's
out.
It's my everyday lens, though.
If it's sunny.
My driving, my everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's how I started wearing these. Harpooning. You were talking about the breezers.
Yeah.
That's why my brother Bruce always wore Maui Jims.
Yeah.
And I took his pair from downstairs and I wore them. This extra pair, and I was like, these are nice.
It's so hard to describe to somebody that you could put a pair of sunglasses on your face and you can fish better. You can see things for sure that you would not see if you
more
didn't have
more comfortable.
Them. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. I took some friends fishing on my boat on Thursday, and I have a demo kit that I keep on my boat, and I go, here's a whole set of Maui Jim sunglasses. Put on whatever you want. Try them out. It was a gray, overcast day, almost even drizzly. I said, take a look at those HTs. Two guys have put them on were just like, I got to get a pair.
Yeah.
These are mind-blowing how good they are. Yeah.
Because you're still squinting today, like a day like today out here, it's gray. You're squinting. There's still the sun's still out.
Yeah,
and you're squinting, but you don't know it. And so most people walking around here, and we see it a lot in boat shows out in Florida or even here, but they're not wearing sunglasses because they don't think they need them. But you do. You're still getting sun. And that color there, you can wear longer in the day, that HT. That's why the golf division has really taken on the golf industry.
Really?
If you look at almost every caddy, and we don't give them glasses. We don't. They're not sponsored by us. They almost all are wearing that Maui HT lens color.
HT.
Yeah. So real quickly on the and he used to be on the show. Bill Muniz Hollywood. He used to be one of the harpoon boats on the show.
Yeah.
Lily. Is that name? Yeah, Lily.
Yep.
And he swears by that color. He swears he can see, and he's harpooning, so he needs to see that.
That's fish. So nice.
See it.
And he just changed pilots. He's right now. His season is right now, and he's catching fish.
Yeah.
And he just called me today and said, I need you to overnight right now a pair of HTs to my pilot, because his pilot didn't have HTs, and he was seeing fish before his pilot in the air.
Wow.
So that's the Maui great, HT.
Yeah, Maui HT.
Yeah. So.
But this Maui green mirror you're talking about, which is our newest color, it's not available in a lot of styles right now, but it's going to be a good addition. There are people that want the full mirror instead of the bi-gradient mirror, but it's a darker lens, and it will be accepted.
It's kind of the next step
more.
Up almost like from HT.
Yeah,
it seems
yeah,
like.
Yeah. Not as much contrast.
In between HT and bronze, would you say?
It's got more contrast than bronze. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yes, it has more contrast than bronze. More like rose, which rose never was accepted very well by men. More women like that color. But it has good contrast, too. Yeah. But it does have a little of a pink tint.
I'm wearing the frame is called a local kind, and I really like it. It's very comfortable. Yeah. It's a wraparound, but it's not like a super aggressive wrap. It's just a very good-looking pair of glasses, really comfortable. I really, really like them.
And that's that's our glass lens, mm-hmm. and that's a super light. That's our so the frame is our lightest glass, one of the newest frames from Italy, and it's our new glass lens from Italy, which is even lighter than our old glass
unbelievable
lens.
How
people
light
don't
it
believe
is.
It's glass. They think
yeah,
it's plastic.
Yeah, for sure. It's so light.
We have two in that series, though.
With Maui Jim glasses, you can get readers.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing. I don't ever take my glasses off 200 times a day.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you
that's
can get them in HT.
And you
use my Maui,
in, yeah.
And you can have any style you want in HT.
Yeah. The green mirror, the Maui green is not available yet in readers. It probably will be. When we come up with a new color, it takes a little while to work through everything before we can do prescriptions and stuff like that. But it should
be. But like Blue Hawaii is available?
Blue Hawaii is available now, yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dave, Paul wears the readers, called Maui readers, and then also Dave Carrera, he wears them exclusively. He wears just the Maui readers.
Well, my choice when I head for Rancho Leonero is a Blue Hawaii, so let's go down to Rancho Leonero right now and talk to John Ireland.
What's up, John?
Good
morning, John.
Good morning, Pedro. Hi, Rick. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John.
And Paul's here, too.
Good morning, John.
Paul. Good, buddy. Everything's good down here. Fishing's good. I've got a good report for everybody this week. The water's warmed up a bunch inside, which has really helped the fishing a bunch. It was down to 72 in the last week. And now it's back up in short about, I don't know, about 78 degrees, 78 to 81. And then about 10, 15 miles off, it jumps a bunch to 83, 84. And that's where the yellowfin are. Good yellowfin bite all week. Fish ranging from football size to 100 pounds, depending on the school. There's large schools of porpoise, pods of porpoise, and they're very spread. They're fast movers, both north and east. They're about 25 miles offshore east and then about 45 north. But all anglers are limiting on them. They're taking hoochies, cedar plugs, but they're loving the squid, just chunk squid. Get out in front of them and drop the squid, and they're taking them like crazy. So everybody's limiting there. A lot of billfish mixed in with them as well. The striped marlin, sailfish, they're thick in there. They really are. There's a lot of billfish around. Inside as well, off the La Riviera Bank, about 6 miles off, then all the way down to Fraley's, just a lot of billfish. So it's been really all about the yellowfin and the billfish. Inside has picked up, too. We're finally seeing the roosterfish bite that we've been waiting for all season long. Quite a few released in the 50-pound class now, so it's really, really picked up. The fly fishing guys have really been doing well on them. We actually had a striped marlin caught on fly yesterday. About 100-pounder.
Sweet. How cool.
Wow.
That's
how
awesome,
fun.
John.
Well, it sounds like it's the season. The weather heats up, and the fishing heats up, too. It's time to come to Rancho Leonero. A lot of flights available. Easy. Less than 2-hour flight down there, less than an hour drive to the ranch, and you're in paradise. So if we want to come down?
Weather, I want to mention, too, Pete, the weather's still real cool, real nice. Unusually cool for late in June like it is. It's really beautiful, blue star weather. Highs in the high 80s in the afternoon and cool mornings. It's actually just a little chilly in the morning. It's really nice.
Sounds fantastic.
It's a good time to be down here for sure.
All right. Well, how do we get a hold of if we want to come down to Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, amigo. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. And I look forward to seeing Mike and Paul come down and visit one of these days.
I was just saying that.
You got to go, Paul.
We got a piece of paradise. We're going to Hawaii after this trip here this year.
And maybe next year.
I'll be real busy. Yeah, we should discuss.
Yeah.
you don't tell me. I missed one thing.
Yeah.
I'm living in Florida now. But, yeah, we did go down there. My son and I made a trip there.
I will talk to my sponsor personally.
There you go. All right.
It's not John's fault. John's invited us down. So
yeah,
we'll
he
make
has.
It next year.
He has.
Open invitation. You know that, guys.
All right. Well, thanks, John.
Hey, John.
Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen. Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye,
it.
Bye, John.
Much. All right. Appreciate that. All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to you, Paul and Mike. So let's go ahead and jump into it.
Sounds good, buddy. Why don't we start it off this morning with Roy, who's calling us from San Diego. Hey, what's up, Roy? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
All right. Awesome. First thing for the Maui Gym gentlemen. My wife and I both got a pair of prescription glasses that you guys have at the factory. Couldn't think of a better way to spend a little bit of extra money that we didn't and we had left over and stuff. Another question though is some of your frames, I guess now your style. If you guys don't make them, but I have a pair that are they broke for some reason, can I still return them and get them fixed up from you guys?
Are they prescription?
No, these are just regular. I think they're the Ironwoods. Is that what they're called?
Okay. Yep. So we keep parts for a minimum of 2 years after we discontinue the style for repairs. But depending on the style, we could have parts on hand. So you have two options. You can call and give the name of the style you have to the customer service, and they'll tell you if they have them, or you can just send them in. And we will try to repair them if we have the parts, and it could be free. It just depends what's broken on them. But yeah, we will try to repair these glasses for as long as you own them or until we're out of parts.
Yeah, and because they're prescription, it's just basically you get charged like the shipping, right?
He's saying they're not prescription. Because on prescription, we won't repair them if they're discontinued.
Oh, okay.
The part we would, but we won't put a new lens in a prescription pair if it's discontinued. Yeah. But if they're not prescription, there's a much better chance to get them fixed. And I hate to say this on the air, but if you send them and we can't fix them, there's a good chance you might get a discount card to get a brand new pair.
I was going to tiptoe around it, but I got to go to their repair facility in Maui. Those guys took care of glasses at such an inappropriate level. I mean, like, I'm sending these back for warranty, and clearly, like, chewed in half by the dog.
Wow.
And, like, we're talking a broken lens and a frame that was chewed in half. And I was talking to the gals that are working in the repair facility. Oh, you know, it's what we do. We want them to be happy with our product. And, I mean, they were doing repairs and fixes for very little and sometimes no money on frames that had no business being returned. But that's just the kind of company that you guys are, and it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah,
and you're right, Roy. Everybody that has purchased, and they're not cheap, the prescription Maui Jim lenses, but there's nothing like them. Everybody that gets them says they're worth every penny, right, Roy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, easily.
There's so many other, fishing-style prescription glasses that are nothing more than somebody's prescription lens that gets put into a fishing frame of glasses, and that's not what you get out of a pair of Maui Jims.
Yeah, you get on the prescription pair, you get exactly the same quality lens of non-prescription, but in your prescription. We do single vision or we do progressive, no-line progressive, and you can choose of any lens color we make. We're up to 7 lens colors now, and almost all frames depends on your prescription. But it's worth, like you said, it is a big investment. But everybody that does it said it's the best prescription, and they only come one way. You don't have to add any features to it. You know, it comes polarized. It comes with the anti scratch. Comes with everything.
Yeah, you're buying a real pair of Maui Jims.
Very good, Roy. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live on the water. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line from the Tribute. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. We just got in from our day and a half trip yesterday. And when I called you guys yesterday morning, I think we're engaged in some epic battles. we ended up having a 12-hour trip yesterday where we had fish on the entire time.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's the longest trip I've ever had, but I know most of my crew members said they've never seen anything quite like it. It started off at 6:30 in the morning, and we finished at 6:30 at night. At times, we had anywhere from 4 to 9 bluefin going. And like I said when I called in yesterday, trying to land these things was just an absolute chore. We had 2 fish that were on for 5 hours. And,
oh,
uh,
two fish for 5 hours.
And you know what? It was on good tackle, and it was some of our regular passes. It just blew me away how tough these fish were. Big fish for the day went right around 150 pounds. We had another one at 133 pounds. We finished our day with 17, but in order to get those 17, I think we probably went through 50 fish. It was just,
that's awesome, Mike.
Just amazing that, I just posted some stuff up on our Facebook page, but you look at the pictures, you look at the video, and it looks like we probably had 80 fish on the boat. And it's just, it was constant, guys getting pinned to the rail, guys down on their knees. Just an amazing day of fishing. Just the numbers really do not reflect what we're doing right now.
That's pretty awesome. And just in time for you, Paul, you ready to go catch a 150-pounder?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. I'm going to really miss you this year, Mike.
Hey, Paul, how's it going? I wasn't listening. I didn't know you were on the air.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, things are good. Things are good. Yeah. Back for another year.
Indeed.
Well, comparatively speaking, our bluefin don't really measure up, but on 40-pound, they're quite the butt kicker.
Yeah. On what do you guys use? 30, 40, 50-pound test?
Yeah, you got it.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Totally different ball game.
If these things were hooked on 60-pound, it'd be a completely different story. But in order to get bit right now, it's pretty much 40-pound. Do not drop to 30-pound. I mean, we had guys getting schooled yesterday on 40-pound. 40-pound, 50-pound, if you can get away with it. Fluorocarbon's pretty much a must, and a good brand of circle hook, something that'll hang in the corner of their mouth.
Yeah.
To be able to pull on a fish for 5 hours and actually get it to the boat, I mean, everything's got to go right on that light gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, do you have some trips on the Tribute coming up, Mike?
You know, we have a trip out tonight, and there's plenty of room left. Weather looks like it's going to be awesome. Most everybody had experienced pretty decent fishing yesterday. Whether or not they can get them on the boat or not, it's a completely different story. But if you'd like to come out and fish with us, give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, or you can book through TributeSportsFishing.com. And like I said, I did get a chance to post everything up on our Facebook page, and I got another video that I'm posting. It's kind of a walk around after 3 hours of some of these guys pulling on their fish, and you just see the desperation in their faces.
That's
so
pretty
cool,
awesome.
Well,
great,
go, Mike.
Well, thanks for the call. Thanks for the update. Time to go fishing. Get on the Tribute tonight out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Go fishing with Mike. Appreciate the call this morning,
thank
Mike.
Thank you, guys. It's good to hear from you.
It'd be nice to see you before I take off here, Mike. I'd like to see you talk.
You know where to find us.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for the call this morning. Yeah, indeed. You know that he was talking about the good hook.
Yeah.
The Nautilus HD is now available.
That's great.
In ringed and non-ringed, the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD, it's available at tackle stores all over the place. They just introduced it. The perfect hook for bigger fish.
Like I've heard of those. Yeah. A couple of guys are using those back home.
30% heavier wire than the regular Nautilus, just enough.
But lesser than the Super Nautilus, which was a real heavy gauge and not the greatest for our live sardine because the gauge of the wire was so big in a Super Nautilus that the baits wouldn't swim well. But
right.
Nautilus HD is just... It's just in between. It's a heavy enough gauge wire to be taking fish over 100
yeah.
pounds, but not so much that it slows down a live sardine.
Right. So yeah. What we did for the bigger fish back home with these hooks, the guy that uses them all the time, what he did was he kind of made it dull at the point because it's so sharp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, uh-huh.
Because you don't want these 600-pound fish to gut hook.
Mm-hmm.
So he was gut hooking them. You know, because of the offset.
Sure.
Oh.
So he dulled the tip so it would get in the hinge every time.
Oh.
And then he started catching them in the hinge
in the
every
hinge.
Time.
Really?
Because he gut hooked a couple in a mm-hmm. row. Big fish.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's not good.
I mean, they
it's going to chew through.
Right away.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Within 20 minutes, you've got nothing.
Indeed. All right. Very good.
That's awesome. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so
so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about great reels from Shimano, and we're talking about bluefin, bite and light line. There's one choice.
Oh, man, Talica. There is no choice. That's it.
Like,
that's
Shimano Talica.
That's the reel for it, especially right now faced with the conditions that we have. The bait has been small. It's not unfishable, and it's very healthy, and it swims well, but it's just not big. And the sardine is on the smaller side, and a lightweight spool makes all the difference in the world. It takes less inertia for that spool to get rolling. It's easier for your bait to swim line off of the reel when you're live bait fishing. And then when you hook a fish, it's got the power that only Talica has.
Yep, you got the power, and you got that two-speed. So when that fish gets into circles, you can crank it, get it on the rail and crank it up. The choice, my choice for fishing 40 would be the Talica 12.
Yep, same.
What about you?
No doubt.
Yeah, plenty of line capacity. You fill that with Max Quattro Power Pro, and you've got tons of line. You're not going to get spooled.
I do that, and I also have a Talica 20 for fishing sinker rig fishing, fishing flat falls. You're covered on both ends. That would be the arsenal to have.
Talica 20 is a beast.
The winch.
Yeah, it is, for sure. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer. The Shimano Talica reel. Nothing like it.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Indeed. Time for the Catch Report, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Let's find out what's biting out there today. The Catch Report, sponsored in part by our good friends, the guys over at Fish Pros, the market, Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the very best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, like the Tuna Wars trip is about to, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can just go over and purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, their smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger, all at their convenient Liberty Station location. I was by there yesterday in the afternoon as soon as we got off the plane, went by Fisherman's Processing. The market was killing it. They had fresh sea bass available in the market. There was probably 6 or 8 people inside buying all the spices and rubs. Erica was very busy yesterday at Fish Pros, the market. It was looking great. So, again, check them out at their Liberty Station location or just order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right. Let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Shane Manser is filling in this morning. Good morning, Shane.
What's up, Shane?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How's that fishing?
It's getting there. We're really getting there. We'll jump right in it with... with the bass fishing, you know, keeping front and center for us both on our half day and three quarter day trips this week. Close to home in the half day range, the anchovy baits provided tons of action for us. Fireline baits fished the best. Some days that we had the sun make its way out of the clouds, we saw a good signal. It's not going to take much for things to pop out. So fingers crossed we see a little bit more sunshine this week. Now further down the beach, the kelp's made great strides. It's in its regrowth. I mean, it's getting there. With the calico bass, fishing again has been good with that anchovy. Had a little bit of sardine to go along with it, kind of helps sorting through some of the shorts and getting some of the legal ones out. So the Fury over at Cat and Clemente this week, same deal over there. Some yellows at both islands, and bass fishing again on the verge of just getting with it. So full summer schedule here. Reservations, as always, are super key. Things are filling up quick, and we're getting going. So you can call the landing, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. Now, booking online, you enter this discount code. It's BASS, B-A-S-S. It's going to save you 25% off on a local three-quarter day or half-day trip. So awesome savings there. Come see us, guys. It's getting there. It's getting fun. So.
All right,
what
Shane.
A killer deal,
sounds
Shane.
Really
that's
good.
Awesome. 25% by entering the code BASS,
BASS.
On a local
from the bass capital
trip.
Of the world.
Perfect,
right there.
From the bass capital. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Indeed. Great job,
thanks, Shane.
Appreciate the fill-in this morning, and we'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Yeah, of course. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, let's go to another spot that's got a few bass bite, and that's down at Cedros Island. We got Jeff Flowers from Cedros Sport Fishing on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Well, actually, it's Rosie.
The one and only. We got
even better.
Rosie.
What a good surprise that is.
Just always remember, you know, I'm the better half, he's the other half.
Right? That's right.
What's up, Rosie? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, first of all, I have to say, Pete, thank you, because you gave a recommendation to Jeff about the Maui Jim sunglasses, and his Maui Jim showed up the day before he left for Cedros. And he absolutely loved them. He's got progressives in there, and he says they're best sunglasses he has ever owned. So like you said, they may not be cheap, but you pay for what you get, and they are the best he has ever had. So
cool.
That's
a good one.
Nothing better than
Maui
Jim's.
So we're very excited. Our group goes down tomorrow for the Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Your group does go down tomorrow, and let me tell you what they are about to expect. So the water's right around 73 degrees. Looking pretty darn good. It's the typical June conditions, cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, but fishing continues to be good. The kelp is fat and happy. So just some highlights since last Sunday's report. We've got yellowtail up to about 41 pounds. Now, granted, we're getting the 15-pounders, too, but, of course, they're being released in hopes of those 30 to 40-pounders. They're mostly being caught on surface iron, that blue and white. So blue and white's the way to go right now down there. Couple other little highlights for the kids down there. We've got two kids down there. Riley, 11 years old. He's the kid that he and his father were at, the Tuna Wars last year and won and got the trip that, we sent them down there. The Marine that had lost all of his gear. All of his gear was stolen.
Yeah, I totally remember.
So Riley's got a personal best 21-pound yellowtail right now. Allison's got a personal best, the 26-pounder. So yellowtail are still there. And doing what yellowtail do down at Cedros. Now about the halibut. Everyone's down there really excited about the halibut right now because they are literally stacked like pancakes, okay? Chevo backed his pongo up pretty kind of close to the shore and had the anglers literally cast to the beach and on the retrieve multiple halibut just following the plastics and the lures to the pongo, okay?
Wow,
so exciting.
Largest halibut last week was 26 pounds. Everyone was pretty thrilled with that. You know, the usual sheephead, calicos, very consistent. Most people are releasing the calicos, keeping a few, you know, sheephead or sheephead, keeping those guys. They're pretty good guys. So,
that's
I want to end
Rosie.
With, our two really awesome fish this week, our white sea bass. We had a 40 pounder on Wednesday and yesterday, and I'll get it on the, social media here real quick. Yesterday we had a 54.8 pounder.
Nice.
And you're going to be blown away on what he caught this on. He caught it on, of course, an MC swim bait that had no tail.
No tail at all. Wow.
He caught it on half of an MC swim bait, and they got it back, you know, to the dock, and it was 54.8 pounds, and he was absolutely thrilled.
Unbelievable.
So there you go. So,
well, that's great news,
so, yeah.
And you're going to be at the Tuna Wars event tonight, right?
Yes, we are. We'll be at Tuna Wars tonight. We got a 5-day trip going to live auction, and we'll see y'all down there. Can't wait. Check us out on our social media for our fish reports daily, Facebook, Instagram, and also our website. There's a couple spots open this year, still left spots here and there. If you want to get a hold of me, the number is 619-772-7570. See you guys tonight.
All right.
See you.
Great
job, Rosie.
Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's hit the surf now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. But Gundy, what's going on in the surf zone?
How are you guys doing?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
You know, it reminds me when I met Pete, I think, way back when, running skiffs on that Supreme. But some of those skiff trips, we'd find those halibut in little strips on the beach, a little kind of green water, you know, and there'd be clean water butted right against a strip of green water. And those halibut would absolutely be shingled in that off-color water. It was really strange. And right on the beach, a foot and a half of water, you know, really interesting. I don't know what that phenomenon is, but I know that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we had another good week of fishing and good halibut fishing, too. We had the Grunion Ran this week. The Croaker were really active. Very strong June full moon, strong tide, so that's typical. So those spot thing got going. Still some white sea bats, legal fish taken in the surf, and then the Corbina started to bite. So we'll start with hook, line, sinker here. Another good week of halibut fishing there. Goleta Beach has been a hot spot. Continued this week. Good bite on fish to 30 inches. They're getting the fish on the beach using flash minnows. That electric grunion's been a top color. The pier guys are using salted anchovy and just fishing outside the breakers there. The sandbar is another place to look at. Kicked out a bunch of fish on small plastics. Wiley's reported excellent mixed bag fishing. More sea bass catches reported. Short and legal fish. Pescador, Matador, Leo Carrillo, County Line, all kicked out some legal sea bass there. 10 pounds, I think, the biggest one this week. An angler fishing Coral Beach. Had really good mixed bag fishing on shrimp, several sand and calico bass, shallow water rockfish, yellowfin croakers, sargo, small leopard sharks. Really good mixed bag fishing there. Just Fishing reported some quality Corbina showing at Torrance Beach, a few fish starting to take. The top fish this week was 4 pounds, and I heard that up and down the coast that those Corbina are starting to get with it. Big Fish reported a good spot fin bite with a strong tide, good moon. Best catches were Seal Beach Pier and Jetty, 72nd place, Dog Beach. Huntington was also good. 2 to 3 pound fish. A couple kickers pushing 5 pounds. Lug and bloodworms were the top 8. Catch and Tackle reported Corbina action on the peninsula there. The stretch near the piers was the best. So the guys are screening the sand crabs and getting those little better ones, you know, inch and a half, those better ones. And they had a couple fish in the 3 pound class, one almost 4 pounds. Hogan's reported continued good sand bass bite in and around the harbor. Creature baits have been hot. So it's cut anchovy for the bait soakers. Lots of 2 to 3 pound sand bass. That's kind of a funny deal. They've been hanging around that harbor all winter almost. Pacific Coast reported a good croaker bite around the harbor. They're dredging in the harbor, and that's really kicked up the bite outside the harbor. The jetties, the beach, and the Oceanside Pier all producing spot fin. More spot fin than yellowfin. The shop weighed a 3 pound 6 ounce fish and a 4 pound 10 ounce fish, and mussel's been the top weight there. Bloodworms also working. And then the catch of the week, Pete, a 14 pound orange mouth Corvina taken out of the lagoon on a bloodworm. Gosh,
Ooh,
that's
a
big
how
one.
Big?
14.
14 pounds.
I didn't think they got that big.
Yeah, well, they do. You know, fishing the salt and sea in the old days,
I guess
there,
that's
the
true,
lake
yeah.
record. It was 42 pounds in the salt sea, so they do get good. And I've seen some good ones down in the lagoons in Mexico, but boy, that's a nice local
fish. That's cool, buddy.
Great job, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
You
see
too,
you, Gundy.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, the summer, Bill Varnet is in CCA is holding a series of different seminars for on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. They're really cool, very informative. To learn more, go to fishthesurf.com. Again, fishthesurf.com, and click on the seminars tab. Also, if you need surf fishing tackle, check out Bill's website, surffishtackle.com, where you'll find all the equipment that he uses on the beach every single day. Great site and great information. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and more great times with Captain Paul Heber from Wicked Tuna. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. A radio.com sports station.
This is Will Myers from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Crushed and a half, Will. Two-run home run, 11-0.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30th, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So many anglers like to live aloha and wear Olukai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olukai sandals are the finest because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olukai makes footwear for any time of day or night. A favorite Olukai sandal for fishermen is the Ohana, water-resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olukai is always coming out with great new styles, too, like the Noheya Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace and the patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the razor-siped bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olukai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olukai and tagging your photos with hashtag AnywhereAloha. Olukai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olukai.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or Shogun Sport.